This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
So, this is Bex. I am here with Dick and Dom. Hello!
Hello, Bex.
Now, I believe you guys are at British Summertime Festival very, very soon indeed. Is that right?
And we believe that you are going to be at the British Summertime Festival very, very soon indeed. Is that right?
That is exactly right, yeah. So what can we expect to see if we see you at British Summertime Festival?
Well, we are comparing, which means we're kind of hosting the main stage. It's a very big stage, it's got the open stage. It's got massive screens and...
stars.
Yeah, massive stars like Union J and Collabro and Mr. Tumble and Brainiac and things like that.
All sorts of big stuff. What stage are you on?
We're on the Barclaycard stage, so when we go and see you, is there a particular game that you love to do with the audience?
I'm not telling you, you might lick it and do it on your Barclaycard
stage. Oh no, you spoiled my plan, that was what I was going to do.
We're not.
There's lots of them and they're all very high entertainment.
Yeah, one involves massive beach balls.
Now you guys are also going on tour.
Yeah, we've only got two dates in at the moment. We're in Birmingham and Guildford on the first week in September. And then hopefully that will be going all around the country.
So I have got, I'm going to give you three names.
Yes. Okay.
Each name, I want you to tell me, because you guys are famous for doing practical jokes, but you've also won a load of BAFTAs.
Yeah.
Each name, would you give them a BAFTA or would you play a practical joke on them?
Okay.
And if so, you have to tell me what award you'd want to give them or also what practical joke you'd want to play on them.
Yes, but just confirm with your listener that a BAFTA is a particular type of award that you're given for being amazing.
Yeah.
Carry on.
And how many of you guys got?
Four.
So you're four times amazing.
Yes, exactly.
That's pretty much, I think that's the actual how you measure amazingness.
And do you know that the practical jokes, if we choose practical jokes, they will be coming from our new book, which is called Dick and Elm's Whoopee Book of Practical Jokes.
Right, so I've got some names here. First name is Harry Potter. Would you want to give him an award or would you want to play a practical joke on him? Bearing in mind he is magic.
You have to give him an award, really, don't you?
He can magic up his own award.
Yeah.
So you'd be too lazy to just give an award, you just say, you know what, sort yourself out?
Yeah, sort yourself out.
Okay, no clues for the next one then. Dennis the Menace, would you want to give him any type of award or would you want to play a practical joke on him?
Well, we wouldn't play a practical joke on Dennis the Menace because he's the king of practical jokes, so I'm sure he'd have even better ones.
Yeah, he would
quite have a practical joke range, doesn't he?
He would outdo us, you see, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That is tricky. So in which case you're going with an award, what award would you want to give him?
For the smelliest mutt.
Ooh, for Nasher.
Yeah, I think he'd love it.
Okay, final, I guess this is a group really. The Minions. Would you want to play a practical joke on them or give them an award?
Award.
But what award?
Minion award.
It's very small.
It's small.
You can hardly see it with the human eye.
Is it yellow and has like blue dungarees?
No, it's not yellow. It's definitely not yellow.
Purple
and orange. With turquoise spots.
Wow, this sounds pretty fancy, this award. Are you making it yourselves?
No. Definitely not.
No, definitely not. But they do deserve an award because they are the funniest things on any kids' movie at the moment, in this current moment in time, ever in the history of movies. Full stop.
I should also say, Diddy, Dick and Dom are back as well.
Yes, they are. Later this year on CBBC with something called Diddy TV. So we are kind of copying different TV shows. And we become Diddy this, that and the other.
And so you see the Diddy Factor, you see Diddy Come Dancing, you see Diddy Chef, Diddy Enders, but if in Diddyland. And we got some great guests as well who appear as Diddy versions of themselves, including Diddy Bruno Tognoni from Strictly Come Dancing.
Nice.
Diddy Stampy Long Nose, you know him on YouTube, this is all the Minecraft stuff.
Yes.
I mean, that's a scoop and a half, isn't it?
That's some good names there. I'm sure I'll see you at British Summertime Festival.
You will. We'll look forward to the beach ball game being on your stage.
Oh yeah, I'm totally ripping that off, absolutely.
Right, get the lawyers on the phone!
Thank you so much, bye!
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.